cattle futures blasted higher Wednesday. A recent survey suggests cattle feeders want to see a change in how feeder cattle are valued. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 2nd of June. A second consecutive day of sharply lower new crop corn futures prices helped feeder cattle futures roar an average of $3.87 higher on Wednesday. Corn futures closed 17 to 22 cents lower through July of 23, and then mostly 11 to 13 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 4 to 7 cents higher through July of 23, and then mostly 4 to 6 cents lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.41 higher, from 25 cents higher at the back to $2.52 higher toward the front. That was despite the softer start to negotiated cash fed cattle prices this week of $2 lower in the Southern Plains at $135 a hundredweight. Live prices last week were $140 in Nebraska and $140 to $142 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $223 to $224 in Nebraska and $222 to $227 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value is 12 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $267.42 a hundredweight. Select was 26 cents higher at $248.91.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle traded steady to mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. At OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher, while lighter grazing type cattle sold mostly steady. Feeder heifers sold steady. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold mostly steady. There were 7,074 head on offer across both days. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, flat 6-weight steer sold a dollar higher at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there are 3,089 head. Yearling steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $8 to $9 higher. Heifers sold steady to $6 higher. Steers sold steady at South Central Stockyards in Vienna, Missouri. The exception was $2 to $3 higher for some steers weighing near 575 pounds. Feeder heifers sold steady to $2 higher. There are 1,786 head on offer. Finally, at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, steers weighing 875 to 975 sold $3 to $8 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 800 to 975 pounds sold $5 to $6 higher. There are 1,654 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices continued lower for the second consecutive session on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 399 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 57 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 86 points. Cattle feeders and other industry stakeholders would like to see the feeder cattle market become more objective in its pricing methods, according to a recent survey conducted by the Red Angus Association of America. Specifically, respondents to the survey believe the current emphasis on hide color needs to be replaced. According to Tom Brink, CEO of the association and the administrator of the survey, these results portray the sentiment of the cattle feeding sector and many others involved in the beef industry. He explains the logic of moving in the direction they desire certainly makes sense. A market that rewards objective value characteristics above superficial traits sends a strong signal for real improvement and feeder cattle quality and value. Survey respondents did say that market emphasis on a black hide did help the beef industry improve historically, leading to higher quality feeder cattle. However, survey data indicates 92% want changes for the future. Price discovery using specific genetic and genomic information on individual groups of feeder cattle that can lead the industry in the direction of consistently better feeder cattle quality. For instance, Stacy McCaslin of Palo Duro Feeders at Groover, Texas says, going in the direction of genetics would be beneficial for producers and cattle feeders. It would open doors for both. According to the survey, cattle feeders want pricing decisions based on value-oriented, objectively determined attributes, such as the genetic potential for growth, efficiency, and carcass performance. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 2nd of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.